Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
There are two ways of seeing life generally and your life in particular. The first way is God's viewpoint, and the second way is man's viewpoint. I call God's viewpoint of your life the bigger picture. And man's perspective of your life is the smaller picture. God gave us the Bible that we would see life from his viewpoint. In other words, we will see the bigger
picture.
And it is necessary to have God's viewpoint about life and about your life in particular. That is why you have the Bible. Say after me, I have the Bible. Let's just say it, I have the Bible. So that I can see things the way God sees them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now when we come to church, we should give you the bigger picture. Because the bigger picture is different from the everyday perspectives of life. And it is not easy to see the big picture in the day-to-day vicissitudes of life, the troubles of life. All that you see is your trouble. And you get forgetful that God is up to something in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants us to look at Jesus. How does God see you? What is the bigger picture about your life? Let me show you some few things. Number one, God sees you as perfect in Jesus Christ. You are perfect in Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14. What is God's viewpoint about my life? God sees that you are perfect in Jesus. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14. For by one offering he has perfected forever. By one offering on the cross.
When
he died 2,000 years ago. The Bible says that he has perfected past tense. Forever. Perfected forever. Those who are being sanctified. Who are the people who are being sanctified? It's talking about believers. The Bible says that you are perfect forever. Because of what Jesus did on the cross. And that is the way you must see yourself. Because when you see yourself as perfected forever, you will believe that you are perfect forever, and you induce the grace of God to come to your side, and you activate the Holy Spirit to transform you into what you believe. That is why you must believe what God believes. believe about you. That you are perfect forever. Perfect forever. Perfect forever. Begin to see with the eyes of your heart. And get an induction of grace for you. I see it coming into your life in the name of Jesus. In Luke chapter 10, verse 20.
Look at some particular.
The apostles did a mistake that Jesus corrected them. They went out casting out devils. And when they cast out the devils in the name of Jesus, the demons were going. So they came back to report to Jesus what happened when they went to do the crusade. These 70 disciples said that, Lord, look at verse 17. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.
Now, I'm going to say,
look at what Jesus tells them in verse 20. He affirmed what they experienced. Now, in verse 18 and 19, but in verse 20, he found the need to correct them.
Now, Chichemundino, I shall say what's not.
So he said, you have experienced something wonderful practically in my name. Demons were going and all that, but nevertheless, do not rejoice in this. That the spirits are subject to you. In other words, do not rejoice in an activity. Do not rejoice in an occurrence or an activity on this earth. But rather rejoice. Tell the person sitting by you, but rather rejoice. Because your names are written in heaven. What does Jesus mean? He was telling the apostles.
Now,
rather, the 70 disciples. Now, don't rejoice in practical works. Like casting out devils in the name of Jesus. That you were used by God in a powerful way. You are doing gargantuan things on this earth for the Lord. He says, I don't rejoice in that. I rejoice in the spiritual position I have placed you. I will say it again. The source of our joy is not in our practical words, what we do for the Lord. The soul of our joy should be in the spiritual position He has placed us in Him. What is your spiritual position in Jesus? You have a spiritual position of health. I came to prophesy to somebody that you are not sick. And that is how God sees you. You are not sick. Don't rejoice, ask me, I am healthy, I am this. Rejoice in the spiritual position of health.
Hallelujah.
That Jesus Christ gave to you.
Hallelujah.
The greatest physician says that you are healed. You have a spiritual position of favor. It is not true that you have bad luck. I said to somebody, it is not true that you have bad luck. It is not true that your family is bad. in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
God sees you as highly favored.
Now when you say what so when my
highly favored. That is your spiritual position in Christ. You have a spiritual position of love.
Now we are so
God does not hate you. People do not hate you. Don't let anybody give you the impression that people don't like you. People like you. Sometimes you try to do that even in the house of God.
That
I care for you more than some other people. Don't let anybody put that bondage upon you. Because people care about you. Do you know the people who are praying on their knees for you? Do you know the people who are sacrificing their sleep in order to bless your life? You are loved because God loves you. I said you are loved, and that is how God sees you. Don't put affliction on yourself that God has not put. He says, I look at the cross. When you see the cross, you see that Jesus was rejected so that you will be accepted. God turned his back on Jesus.
And
he will face you. And you say, come unto me. Don't let anybody give you the impression that nobody cares about you in this church. Because you are the beloved of the Lord. You have a spiritual position of victory. Don't harass yourself for nothing. You are victorious in the Lord. Don't wait for people to come and pity you. I do not pity anybody who is a believer. Ever since God opened my eyes to see some things, I stopped pitying myself. I stopped pitying other people. I won't come to you and say, no, go and read the word. Go and read the word. What has God said about you?
Yeah.
And nobody must join the devil to make you feel that as for you, you are unfortunate. You are not unfortunate.
Yes. Now, and now when you meet me, and you are not someone, after that, you are not different. Some of you are coming different. Some of you are not 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 different.
I cannot help it but be on the Lord's side.
Now, I mean, to mix them up.
Because if God comes to stand here talking to you, right, not through me, he will tell you, my daughter, I have overcome. Don't you know I've conquered? Don't you know that you are blessed? Don't you know you are more than a conqueror? Don't you know that I care for you? That is the word of the Lord to you. You are the spiritual position of prosperity and protection. Don't feel scared in this world. And don't feel scared for any believer. Because God is up to something in his life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants us to see the spiritual position we have in him and to rejoice in that.
Now when I say
because as we rejoice in that position, we are affirming the cross, we are looking at the cross, and God says that wherever there is death, you are going to get grace in Jesus. You are going to activate the Holy Spirit. You are going to believe yourself. Because when you see, you intensively acknowledge and spectate the fairy serpent, you can't help it but to believe. God sees you that you are fully forgiven. So why do you afflict yourself with the sins of your past?
na onyami hu se wodo bonya chawdada adonti na wote wona de bia woju se enfisi di boni bia wo ye no ada so atatao.
Are we true Christians?
And also Christopher Mapa.
Are we followers of Christ?
Now you're a Christian to the Fana.
Oh, or we are followers of David.
And now you're David a chief for.
Are you a follower of Moses?
Now we are Moses Chidinia now.
Oh, you are a follower of Christ.
And now we are Christo Chidini.
Oh.
Mm.
We are fully forgiven in him.
And now they are born in chain of Christo. So
Ephesians 7.
If it's a form number, if it's a form number, tip up to Chemunso.
He says, in him,
I see what you mean.
We have redemption through his blood.
And you're not on a me, not Janoso, dear what?
And the forgiveness of sin.
Or the abomination.
We didn't say in him, we will get forgiveness of sin.
Now, when Cassa, you're the Yebenya, Ebia.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
It said in him we have it.
I say what the money you want.
Because the sins were put upon him.
On the
cross. So God says, Hebrews 8 verse 12, I will be merciful to them.
Now,
just because I put a punishment on somebody. So I will show mercy. I cannot be unjust to punish Jesus and God punish you. I came to suggest to you, it is not God who is punishing you for anything.
Na nyame kane se wo nyame se otu asum ye ni biom esa se wo de yebo ni so so tuni nyina egu Kristo so ene ti me nya sa dwi ni biom de bia da se wo Kristo ni.
Otherwise he will not be a just God.
Na ya kane sa de na ko ho ye nyame a wo di mokwa.
Why do you punish the same thing two times?
Na de na bone ba ko nipa na ye no wo tu na sum premu.
That is why the Bible says that he is just to forgive. And he is just to forgive. He will show justice. I punish Jesus. Why should I punish you if I am a just person?
And it is about to say, why you are coughing at me. So I tell you, so I will burn you. I don't think I was so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are forgiving.
And I'm the one for my child.
That is a bigger picture of ourselves.
When you for me to see, I was saying, you
are. And that is what you should focus on.
Now, when you are there, what's I would do when you
in the New Testament, we don't rejoice in our performance.
Now, apart from me,
I don't care whether you cast out the devils in his name.
Now, I'm from the rules, I would do a bon safu when you do.
Whether the performance was in his name.
No,
it is in the person of Jesus. Now we rejoice. Look at Philippians 3. And then verse 3.
The
Bible is describing us. In the New Testament.
He
says in verse 1, finally my brethren, rejoice in the Lord.
He
did not say rejoice in a breakthrough.
He
did not say rejoice in a blessing. He did not say rejoice that the devils went out in my name. He says, look at the Son. And rejoice in him. Look at verse 3. For we are the circumcision.
Talk
about us in the New Testament. We worship God in the Spirit. We worship God in the Spirit. And we rejoice in Christ Jesus. Not rejoicing in a breakthrough. Not rejoicing in our gargantuan works for the Lord. But rejoicing in the person of Jesus. And have no confidence in the flesh.
Now, In other
words, our faith is in Jesus. And our faith or our confidence is not in our works, that is the flesh. Because in talking about the flesh, Paul went on to talk about concerning zeal, persecuting the church in the name of God, just trying to kill the saints in the name of God and doing wonderful things. I'm a Pharisee and the son of a Pharisee and things like that. He says that we don't have confidence in that. We don't rejoice in that. In the New Testament, we worship God in the Spirit and we rejoice in the person of Jesus Christ.
Now, but see, Paul is here. Mama, when you say, oh, me, papa, you're Pharisee, me, Jew, for me, you know, me, this, so. Now, when you're here, come, not for me, you know, me, this, so. I say, me, and me, I was a woman, when you did. Now, mama, I was a woman, when you did. It's not that you're with your mom, Christ, so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at chapter 4, verse 4.
My name is 39.
The same Philippians.
Philippians 4, my wife.
Rejoice! In what? That the devils are subject to you in my name. Look, Jesus corrected that thing. He said, look, it's okay, it's wonderful, but don't rejoice in these words. Rejoice in the spiritual position that you have in me. Look at me and see yourself in me. Rejoice in the Lord.
Now we see, but when you are Christ, you know, and yes, a woman when you are two, one year, why you are not dear, you couldn't be a woman, a media woman. One customer when you listen to the trouble, some for. But when you say, look at some of you can be Uyoko, daddy. Now I was saying, my when you are when you are said, you will be a woman, our Christ to me.
Let's move on. Number two. God sees you from as Christ. God sees you as Christ.
Now, when you mean you to say Christ,
because Jesus took your place spiritually.
As I said, Christ, so soon, over here will see a name.
And you took his place spiritually.
And I also will find Christ will see a name.
1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Let's all go there. 1 John is getting to the end of the Bible.
Now, we are called.
Chapter 4 verse 17. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. Wow. It's exciting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands and begin to bless him. Oh, just rejoicing in him. Bless him. Bless him. Oh, no, I'm not talking about you getting up in the morning. No, that's a common denominator for everybody. Bless him for the spiritual position that he has placed you in. Lift up your hands. Bless him. Oh, yes. See the way that God sees you. Oh, yes, have that vision. Because you are going to become what you see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 John chapter 4, verse 17. The Bible says, wow, thank you, Jesus. Love has been perfected among us in this. God has loved us with a perfect love, and this is the sign. It is in this that we can say that God has loved us with a perfected love. I will show you the sign.
Now, on your mind, do you want to pop out those who could be so? Now, what say you need to hear an idea? Do you want to say what done? What do you mean?
And he tells about the effect of this love. God loved us even before he describes that love.
Now, what say you?
He says that this way God has loved us is supposed to make us bold in the day of judgment. He has loved us in such a manner that we can approach the Holy God and we approach him with boldness. How is it possible?
Now, Sawa Dona, what do you know? A bit to me, my young uncle could do a miracle when the meaning
I came to tell somebody that during the judgment, you approach the judgment throne with boldness, and I will show you how you can do that. As Jesus is, so are we in this world. In other words, the way Jesus Christ looks at like right now is the way that we look like before the Lord. And because of that, we can go to the judgment and we will not be afraid. And it is all because of the perfect love God showed towards us. I don't think you understand what I'm talking about. I don't think you get what I'm saying. I wonder, are you a believer in Jesus? Or you are in 2012, but you believe in your performance.
Now,
do you believe that he took your place?
Now, would you be so? I know the far will be a what you are now.
And the way that you see yourself.
Now, I know yourself.
If that is the way you see yourself, you will have boldness in the day of judgment. You will walk just like Jesus Christ will walk because his performance has been imputed upon you. Jesus didn't sin when he came on earth. Yet in the Hebrew, the Bible says that all iniquity was made to meet on him. He didn't sin, but he was made sin. You don't become righteous by what you do. You become righteous the way Jesus Christ became sin. That somebody's righteousness, somebody's immaculate performance is taken and put upon you. And look at yourself. Jesus will look at himself on the cross. I never fornicated. I never thought bad thoughts. I never disobeyed God. But here am I saying. Similarly, you can look at yourself and say that I never worked for God. I never said any right thing. I never even preached. But how come I am made righteous? It's a spiritual transfer. And that is the love of God. The Bible says in Colossians 1:12 that thanks be to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Holy people, their inheritance, we are qualified for it. How come? Because we are dependent upon the qualification. The immaculate 100% obedience of Jesus is what we believe in. We intently acknowledge it. And the grace moves into our lives. That's how come we don't rejoice in our performance, but in him. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord. And in case you think I didn't, I've missed a prayer. Again, I'm saying to you, rejoice. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Now, what can I say? Eya na ye kasa wo Kristo mu ye yate ne fo aya na eya din se ye beti ase ye Yesu obo ye ase mu aya bone na su babu ma yate ase se ye bu ni se di boye ni onyame di yan fu mu nyina egu ne so eni ti Yesu be ye di boye ni se Yesu otumi obo ye di boye ni wo ba wa nya bone di a eni na ye ka cho se Yesu ti ni ye no wadi ama ese se wa no be ye di boye ni no no fa wo bo ni nyina e ma di ne ti ni ye no ode ma wo eni ti ye kasa wo ti ni ye and you know my puppy a wire and you say and you're a puppy a woo ya Debbie no more yes you not be in a city and you said you know yeah or no but yes and no more I'm not far would you know and in the mouth they are at the mini and not to my mini say oh so my papa my mom pay and pay watch it my now come to me my son when you me my new video that mean yet to mini the boy I know what's our yet to mini say yes you yeah the boy you go me so yeah and you're not in the team me yeah and you also and it's in a Paul can't say many a Christopher, Mama Yaminji, Ewan Yamimo, Adentia, Essence when Yami, I'm a Christopher, and see a memo, was so your bonny if you knew a kitchen, you know, and the Yasu, and I will be Yasu, Asu, and to you, Jimmy, Yasu, ena yesu eye ye ene ti san kristo etumi enanti wo akokudua mu ewo onyamia huwe nenimu dia yada ye yesu si enemu ene yesu yada nye akokudua wo atomu no enu yananti ti san kristo ese se ye ye yesu bi ene ti nye sadye mi wo umuse onyami di yesu atu umu ye yesu nenye sadye di eno fananti.
That is why if a believer prays, there is 100% answer to the prayer. I know why. Because there is a synchronization of your prayers and the prayers of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25. It meets before the Lord. And God looks at Jesus in dealing with you. He doesn't look at you. He doesn't look at what you have done. Gargantuan works. He looks at Jesus. There is no way you can bypass Jesus and have faith in what you have done for the Lord. It is an affront of the cross. That is why he says, whatever thing that happens, remember the blood. He said that when I see the blood, I will pass over you. He didn't say when I see your holiness. He didn't say when I see how dedicated you are to the things of God. You come to church early and you are wearing things. Then I will pass over you. You can boast in all of these works that you did in the name of the Lord. But never let it eclipse the fact that Jesus Christ and his blood should be what you look at. Should be the bigger picture. Every time God has to answer your prayer, he looks at Jesus before he can do it. You to look at the bigger picture of you. That's Jesus Christ in your life. You began in him and see your end in him. You are completely covered. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.com. .org or our offices at number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.